Good evening, Moira Averaboisa. We're going to be doing Simon Reish Pei Zayin tonight, and hopefully Reish Pei Ches. Let's see how much we cover in Reish Pei Ches. It's the halachas. Simon Reish Pei Zayin is the halachas of Nichum Aveilim, Bikacholim B'Shabbos. The halachas of Nichum Aveilim, if Cholila somebody is an Ovel, to be Menachem an Ovel on Shabbos, who Bikacholim, and to be Vakar Cholim, an ill person on Shabbos, who voice Seif Echol, and is one Seif only in this Simon. Yechol Menachem Aveilim B'Shabbos, when he's allowed to be Menachem Ovel on Shabbos. Have you ever been Menachem Ovel on Shabbos? Yeah. Menachem Ovel on Shabbos?
Very good.
That's what Mishabu.
Is that actually on Shabbos?
So that's what Mishabu is going to say. Mamash Mishabu is. That's right. So on Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to Menachem Ovel. So we'll get to that in a minute. Yuchelim Menachem Ovelim b'Shabbos, v'chein yuchelim levakeh esachoyel, and you're allowed to visit a sick person on Shabbos too. For a yom aloy, but with regards to an ill person, you should not say to him, kedach, the same, shoyim lo b'chol, don't say to him the same words you normally say on a weekday. Hello, rather, oim aloi, you say to a ill person on Shabbos if you visit him, Shabbos hi melizoik, urefua kroi volovoi, virachmov merubim, vishivsu besholem. Vish oimuin, some Ramos says, actually some say it's slightly different, and so chloim virachmov merubim, vichenogun, the meaning is indeed what Ramos says, that you just say Shabbos hi melizoik, urefua kroi volovoi, and you stop there, as opposed to the continuation. Let's see what Mishneh Berurah says in terms of Nichum Aveilim. Mishneh Berurah says as follows: Seif Katan Aleph Yecholim. Amrinu Megamar Gemara says, "Bekoishi itiru l'Nachum Aveilim v'levak Yecholim b'Shabbos." Bekoishi, with great difficulty, Chazal allowed to do Pikach Yecholim and Nichum Aveilim on Shabbos, because really it is not really in line with the Shabbos atmosphere. It's not really in line with the ruach on Shabbos to mivak choyle, and
why is it a kasha? Because they
haven't got anyone visiting them. Yeah. So that's indeed why they were matir. That is the were matir. But we have to understand that it's not the natural atmosphere of Shabbos. Sometimes you have to do it, but it's because she tiru. It's with difficulty they were matir. It's not poshut. But yes, you're right. Mivak choyle b'Shabbos. Al kein, therefore, lo yofe oisim. It's not right what some people do. The whole week they don't go visiting people who need to be visited. But suddenly on Shabbos, when you've got a bit more time, that's when you go visiting ill people. That's wrong. That's not. You're allowed to go. Because you're allowed to go. If it's really needed, you're allowed to go. Somebody needs a visit and deserves a bit of that. But if you just do it on Shabbos, that's not right, because really, it's not really Shabbos-tick. Kedech she'oyim lo b'chol, demitztar mo'i rabechid osu b'Shabbos. You don't say the regular words that you normally say on a weekday, because if you just go with the regular words, that would be mo'irer habechi, it would cause you great anguish, and you may end up shelter of it. You're going to cry, which is also on Shabbos. So what are you meant to say? Oyim aloy, you should say the words of Shabbos imelizik rufu koy v'lovoy abikacholim koy. Those words, says the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Gimel, are with regards to abikacholim, a person you're visiting a ill person. What would you say with regards to Nichum Aveilim? Or v'nichum aveilim, how do you do Nichum Aveilim on Shabbos? Yom Eloi, Shabbosu melenachem unuchomo kroivo lovoi. These are the words that are applied with regards to an Oveil on Shabbos. V'yesh mekilim, some are lenient. T'reshai loyim ha'amokim minachemcho. Some are lenient and you say the words ha'amokim minachem. You'd be allowed to say that on Shabbos too. But it says that ideally, you should not say those words. Rather, you're meant to say the words of Shabbos imelenachem, v'nochom akroi v'lovoi, which would be the appropriate nusach for Shabbos. Kosovo Pimagadim, that's what you're referring to. Pimagadim says, Himbo Ovel beis haKnesses, if the Ovel enters the shul, after Mizma Shalem HaShabbos, Shuv lo yikru HaShamash, at that point the Shamash should not say, to neged the Ovel, go towards the Ovel. That we welcome an Ovel, that has to be specifically before Shabbos enters. Wherever you actually make Kabbalah Shabbos is not relevant, but whenever, it has to be just prior to Kabbalah Shabbos, because once Shabbos has commenced, to welcome then by saying Nichum Aveilim, that's wrong, because it's after Shabbos, you're not allowed to say those words. So that's what Mishneh Berurah says. Sholiku HaShamash tu neged the Ein Lahaskir Avelis Befarisik, would that be a public proclamation of Avelis, which is also. So do not, if it comes after Shabbos, you're not allowed, the Shabbos is not allowed to proclaim and make a whole announcement, because after Shabbos, public Avelis is also. But as we're learning in Shulchan Aruch, that actually to go privately and individually to a Avel on Shabbos, that would be permitted. But the point is that to do Avelus b'fahesia, to publicly announce Avelus, that would be wrong once it's Shabbos. Yes. Because that's not Avelus b'fahesia. There's an element of the public aspect of it, which is a problem. Avelus b'fahesia is also Avelus b'yochid is mutter. That's the difference. Public is also. Fasting. Have you ever fasted on Shabbos? Ever happened to anybody? Fast on Shabbos? Exactly, all have, of course, in Yom Kippur. But besides that, let's see if there's any other heter. Also, lesanus b'Shabbos. Generally speaking, it is also to fast on Shabbos, atchei shoyis, until 6 hours. That means that, never mind the whole day, but even if you're just fasting until chatzos, that's still also as well. Why is that very relevant?
If you're schlepping.
That's right. Yeah? So, even fasting until midday is also. Rabbi said that's really important. Even fasting until midday is also. That could be very relevant, right? So, yes, that's an interesting shaila. According to most poskim, this is fine, but it's interesting that I saw a discussion about it. Yeah, I know, it's interesting, but I saw a discussion about that. I saw all chub about it. Is drinking a coffee considered breaking of a fast? I don't understand. It's sad, isn't it? Because surely, if you're drinking a coffee, you're not fasting anymore, right? But I saw a discussion as to whether that's sufficient in terms of isatainis. It's interesting, Shad. I don't understand it. Yeah, you're going to have a coffee and then you're going to say you're fasting. Absolutely. I don't understand, but I did. I was surprised to see a discussion about it. Yeah. Also, Leisanus B'Shabbos Ad Shei Shois. V'afidu Loi Meit U'Mispalel Osu. Do not tell me that, oh, I'm davening away. I'm learning away. I'm going to fast till Chatzos. No. It doesn't make a difference what you're doing. If you're fasting, you're fasting, and that's also. Is it D'Raisa or D'Rabbonon? Is the fasting also D'Raisa or D'Rabbonon? D'Rabbonon? Bialocha tells us the following. Also, I'm going to the Bialocha on the side. The Isotainis b'Shabbos. Regarding the Isotainis on Shabbos, there's various opinions amongst the authorities. Imurak midivri kabbalah. Is it merely midivri kabbalah? Which means a high level of a drabonon. The pasuk says you have to be ma'anek. You have to enjoy, celebrate the Shabbos. Oy or midivri deraisa. Is it in contradiction of a pasuk? Is it a deraisa issa of fasting, because the pasuk says ichlu ayoyim. I'm sure it's a Rashba. Ein lekamol tzim tafid ches tov kuf aleph v'nir poshut. So the Mishnah has all discussion about it. He says he's not sure. Commit the rice at the fast. Correct. Well, no, it's still a deraisa aspect of it. It's on a deraisa level. You're right in terms of positive or negative, but it's a deraisa level. The bialoch continues when he reports the tiny that she shows lekula medrabonon. If you're just fasting half day, that certainly is only medrabonon, not deraisa. But a person who goes the whole Shabbos fasting, that could be a deraisa.
If you're planning on eating, you just haven't got around to it yet. Yeah. It's not the same thing as fasting.
Very good. That's so interesting you're pointing this out. I think that, you know what, we have to wait a little bit for safe base for that. We have to wait. Yeah, so the answer is that there is, we have to wait a little bit for safe base, but to answer very briefly your question, in terms of the Issa Tainis on Shabbos, it's the very reality that you're not eating. That is the Issa. But we're going to wait a little bit for Seif Beis because it's got to be Tanis Chaloim. Yes. So if your person is schluffing 12 o'clock, yeah, yeah. So they better have to wake up in the middle and have a little break. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah says that even on weekday, you don't mind to fast till half day. You make sure to have a breakfast. In Switzerland, we used to say, when I was a child, you said, breakfast, I don't know if it's a saying in English as well, breakfast you have like a king, and lunch you have like a common person, and supper like a like a pauper. Apparently, it's the healthiest thing to do. Yeah, is that in line with contemporary health? Is that in line with contemporary breakfast? You have a good breakfast. You have a juicy breakfast. You know, you have that makes sense. And lunch, you okay? You just have something. And supper, you calm down a bit. So lemaisa, that's very much in line with Chazal. Chazal says you should definitely have a breakfast. It's very important to have breakfast.
Based on the Chazal is quoting, which I think is that on Shabbat, it's not saying that it's also to fast during the week.
Yes.
What helped you?
Yeah. Correct. Absolutely. The Mishnah. Yeah, you're right. The Mishnah just explains the rationale why it's important to eat. But now there's actually an issa as well. It's true. There's two parts. What is it? The Gemara seems to tell us just the health and good practice that you should have breakfast. And here we're learning that on Shabbos actually an issa to fast. Correct. Mishnah now continues and it says that's in line with you asking your earlier question. For the Shem Tainis, what if you're actually fasting for the sake of Tainis? I'm fasting now for 1 hour. I make myself suffering for 1 hour, I'm not going to eat anything. For 2 hours, for 4 hours. Not the whole day, but just 4 hours. Would you manage? 2 hours? No eating for 2 hours? It's difficult. So he said, what if you're doing for 2 hours? 2 hours, I'm not eating anything. So afilu sha'ach is also, even 1 hour is also. That means that there's an aspect of fasting for the sake of fasting. Could you imagine somebody who does that? I'm not eating now for 2 hours. So that's also even for 1 hour. It's also, however long it is, it's also on Shabbos. Okay, therefore, shaloi kedin oisim mixas kiddush misanim b'shabbos. Some kiddush have an interesting custom. Never heard of this before. Some kiddush have an interesting custom. Shemisanim b'shabbos, they fast on Shabbos. Atzomuch lechtzois alak zeres. To women zeres. So during the week we can't fast on you. But on Shabbos we're gonna all a communal fast lechtzois because of zeres. Bad things happening. So we're fasting till midday. On Shabbos you can't do that. On Shabbos you can't do that. If you're eating something before Musaf, that would be okay to then fast until then to eat after Chatzos. So I'm not sure what the Mishnah means. It's again, it says, if you're eating something before Musaf, then if you eat something before Musaf, then you can have the proper meal later. What does that teach you a little bit? What does that sound a bit like? If you asked your question earlier. Yeah, but yeah, it could be, but he does say he's talking about eating. Yes, I don't know. I'm not sure if that's a duke, maybe, but the rationale I wouldn't understand. But he'll say, if you eat something before Musaf, that's okay. I'm not sure. Maybe there's a bit of a duke. Yeah. Maybe. Yes?
It says in note 1, the Mogan of Rome said that it's toilet from when you wake up.
Oh, I see. So somebody schlups till 8:12, he's fine. Oh, I see. Oh, okay. I didn't. No, it's not. 100%. I agree. 100%. Yeah, no, good point. I hear that. Safe cotton base. Afilu loy min de mispalat also. The Mishnah Berurah now goes into your mispalat. Olefize ashliach tzibur shemenagin ven yoytzim bebez haknes ad achashesh. If you've got a very chazanish davening that schleps out the chazanish. Shiloi kehoigen hu. This is against halacha to have a schlepped davening. Habayisai, it's against halacha to have a schlepped davening. Yeah, he said if it's after chazanish. Especially in the winter, where you have very short days, it's certainly also mikolchkin b'yom tov, imus on yom tov, minvat b'Rosh Hashanah, excluding Rosh Hashanah. Yet Mishnah Berurah does bring Eli Rabbi Motzah Semech Lakel, but learning the mispalis achad achatzoyis is somewhat lenient if you are learning and davening. Who vik deyesha shalamot chepei kame Shabbos kesh gamkin the mutar limud mispalachzoyis. So there are some opinions who are lenient. Not sure that Mishnah Berurah holds the mice. There are some opinions if you're davening or learning, you could schlep it down to the chatzoyis, but that is not a basic halacha, and it certainly is against the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Siv base. Yesh oimrim, some say, she'odom shemazik lo achile. Somebody is damaged by his eating is against him. The food damages him. Then the oz oinik hu shloi lechol. It's a pleasure for him to fast. Lo yechol, he can fast. Somebody that by eating is damaging himself. Somebody that by eating is actually hurting himself. He can fast. V'chein, and similarly. Can you imagine somebody's got pleasure of fasting? Feels good by fasting. Yeah? He's like, it's much better for him to fast. Yeah? So, v'chein mishyesh lo oynek im yifrike. So, if somebody cries, he wants to cry on Shabbos. He feels relieved if he cries on Shabbos. Mishyesh lo oynek im yifrike. He'll have a pleasure of crying. He'll be Does that make sense? Sort of pleasure in crying?
Sounds like mental illness. I don't mean that. I don't mean that in a pejorative way, but it does sound like someone who's clearly got some kind of ill health.
One second. Somebody gets a pleasure by crying. In order that the agony leaves his heart. Shabbos allowed to cry on Shabbos. Now the Mishnah speaks about various cases, but at the end of the day, I can hear that the truth is most people once they cry they feel better about it. For some reason crying. I don't know if it's a chemical thing that takes place, or a psychological thing. I don't know, but most people, once they've cried, they feel better. I don't know why, but it's a reality, no? But it's a metzias. It's a metzias. Ask any child that cries, yeah, he's feeling better after he cried, for some reason. And ask any adult that cries, they'll also feel better after crying. So I don't know why, but it's a reality. So I can hear a little bit. Although the Mishnah does say that stam lifkois wouldn't be permitted, he has got to tell that stam lifkois wouldn't be permitted. Only if the Mishnah talks about, it brings a taz, it's only if it's got tremendous dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only if he cries because he wants mamash dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that makes him cry. That sense is permitted. But if it's just crying, that would be awesome. But the Mishnah seems to make it either way. Whenever the crying will help you, make you feel better, the Mishnah is matter of crying. Person is really sad, he cries, pardon? It's not only Shabbos, he feels better afterwards.
That's what you should be doing. That's
what you should. Yeah, could be. Could be that for a person like that, he should be doing it. Yeah. It's a bit like Mishnah Berurah earlier said that somebody really is damaged by fasting, he should take a fast. If somebody is damaged by eating, he should take a fast. Yeah. So that could be, he should take a shoot.
On that, if someone's in a medical situation where not a chola, they desperately need to have an operation on Sunday, but they need to fast on Shabbos, and they can't postpone the operation. So medically, he's told he has to fast. Is that the kind of fast that he has to be mashlim after Shabbos and other tanis?
We'll get to that. We haven't covered that yet. We'll get to that. That's going to be Sifta Aleph. We'll get to that. Adam HaMisane B'chol Yoyim. An interesting individual that fasts every day. A person who fasts every day. Every day. Adam HaMisane B'chol Yoyim V'achile B'Shabbos. Yeah, that's right. Adam HaMisane B'chol Yoyim V'achile B'Shabbos, but he will eat on Shabbos. He'd eat every single day. Yeah. V'achile B'Shabbos. Eat on Shabbos. V'achile B'Shabbos Tzahu Loi Mibnei Shini Veses. And if he eats a tremendous amount on Shabbos, it's... If you fast every single day, and you start eating, on Shabbos, a huge amount, that's going to cause not great. It's going to be perish dover kavua. So a person who fasts every day and v'achile b'Shabbos tzahu lo mishinu veses, and he starts eating on Shabbos too much, it's going to cause him a lot of pain, and it's not going to be very comfortable for him because he's not used to eating. He's not used to it. The whole week he pretty much fast. And then, yesh oivim shiro kamachsidim an shemaiseh shisanu b'shabbos metamzeh. To continue fasting on Shabbos as well. I don't think it means, the Mishnah Berurah says, let's just finish Shulchan Aruch. Yesh oivim shiro kamachsidim an shemaiseh shisanu b'shabbos metamzeh. That would be sufficient reason to fast on Shabbos as well. V'chein omu shekarcho yo'oi seravi b'dachosit. So that's what Rabbi B'dachosit did. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotten Hei tells us, if there's no tzar at all by eating, if you can just Shabbos indulge in eating, then it's if he's got no tzar, then he should take eat. So Rabbi, we're talking about an individual. The whole week he fasts. Now on Shabbos, the question is, what happens if he eats on Shabbos? If he eats on Shabbos, he's going to feel very, very unwell by eating on Shabbos as well. So then he should fast on Shabbos too. But if he can eat on Shabbos normally, then he should eat on Shabbos normally. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Okay, Siv Dalet. Mutales anos boi tanis chaloim. That's your question about Mesiv tanis l'tanisoi. Okay, Rabbi Isai, tanis chaloim. Interesting sugya. The Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara teach us that if chalil somebody has a bad dream, that is genuinely, he's genuinely scared about it, and he fears the the element of the dream. And we know that dreams have a bit of nevuah in it. There's a bit of nevuah in dreams. So a person who's got such a dream that really bothers him and makes him really scared. So what a person can act, and he can have a fast on that very day. If a person fasts, person has a dream like that, and he wishes to fast, so is he allowed to fast on Shabbos or not? So that's what you refer to. The halacha is that it's called a tanes chaloim. A person is allowed to fast following a bad dream, and whilst it is true to say that with every other tanes that a person wants to do, a tanes yochid, an individual fast, you have to mekabel the tanes on the day before. So say a person wants to fast on Thursday, so on Wednesday, he had by mincha, he has to mekabel the tanes, he has to say by shemana esse, I mekabel the tanes for tomorrow, I want to fast tomorrow on Thursday. He has to mekabel. The exception to that rule, every tanes yochid has to be like that. You have to mekabel the tanes beforehand. And it's printed in every seder, that's how you mekabel the tanes. However, if a person has got a tanes, a chaloim, a person has a bad dream, and he's really scared about the dream, he doesn't have to mekabel tanes in advance. He can just go for it and fast on that day, because he's really scared. He's really scared. It was a nevuah, a bad dream, and he wants to fast about it. He doesn't have to mekabel the tanes. So, can you fast tanes chaloim on Shabbos, yes or no? Very precisely, says Shulchan Aruch. Mota leis anes boi tainis chaloim. A person is allowed to fast the tainis chaloim on Shabbos. Kedei, in order sheikro gzar dinu, that is gzar dinu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is torn. But, however, you've done an aveira. What's the aveira that you did by fasting on Shabbos? Fasting on Shabbos, exactly. So what? On the one hand, you've done a great thing because you tore off the gzar din. On the other hand, you did a sin by fasting. So what are you meant to do? So here, that's what you're referring to. You fasted on Shabbos. That was what you wanted to do. You want to fast on Shabbos. Okay, very good. Now you have to fast on Sunday. You fast on Sunday because you did an aveira on Shabbos. You have to sort this out now. How do you sort out an aveira that you did on Shabbos? You sort that by fasting on Sunday. Makes sense. So a person who fasts on Shabbos must fast on Sunday. So that concept is called the Mesiv Tanis and Tanis. So you have to add to your Tanis from the Tanis that you did. So the fact that you mevatel the oinek Shabbos, that you recompensate by fasting on Sunday. What if a person is unable to fast 2 days, one after the next? He can't fast Shabbos and Sunday. Shabbos he needed to fast because of the Tanis Chaloim. But Sunday he just can't fast. He can't fast 2 days. Don't fast on Sunday. But you're going to fast sometime later. You're going to have to fast for that.
Is it full day or half day?
Full day. Full day.
So straight from Mossy Shabbos.
No. It means, it means from morning till yeah. Yeah. So that's the halacha of loisiv lemeisiv tanes l'tanisoi. Now the Mishnah Berurah says on the tanes chaloim, what you should do is gam yivan lekaloyim b'teira b'tefila v'ischapaloi. A person has to be careful that when if he's got a tanes chaloim, it's not good enough. Just if you had a bad dream, you shouldn't just fast, but you have to also do teira and tshuva during the day. Now the Mishnah Berurah says in the name of the Taz that imhira b'yoyim v'cholam b'yom b'leil. That's a rule generally with tanes chaloim. Has anybody ever fast the Tanas Chaloim without personal questions? Is that common to do Tanas Chaloim fast after a bad dream? So the Mishnah Berurah says, why is it that many people don't do that? If you had thoughts during the day and you dreamt by night, in the topic of your thoughts, you don't have to fast on Shabbos. The hero Goram Zeh. And it is the hill, it's just your thought process that you caused by yourself. Is not a Simon Hashemam. An example would be as follows. Somebody asked, this is a real Shaila. Somebody was driving from Scotland back to London. And this is how many hours? It's hours and hours and hours. So how many hours is it? It's 9 hours. And he got home. And after a good journey, he got home. He was finished. He went to sleep. He ate, Davmai, went to sleep. And then during the night, he woke up from a terrible, terrible dream that the close relatives, Cholila had a terrible, terrible car accident. Cholila, terrible car accident, and Cholila, his brother was meant to, and that close relative was meant to travel back from his holidays in a couple of days or whatever. And he was terribly scared, and he wanted to, after such a dream, he wants to fast the Tanas Chaloyim. He said, okay, today is a fast now. That's it. Such a bad, terrible dream. Cholila, such a terrible, he wants to fast. But then he checked with the Rav, and the Rav told him, your pleasure, if you want to fast, you can fast. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to fast. Because the Mishnah Berurah tells us that if you have got Hirurim during the day, you've got a lot of thoughts during the day, and in line with your thoughts is a dream on the following night, in line with your thoughts. So it's not a simon min hashamayim. It's not that Hashem is showing you something with a bit of prophecy in it, and that's why you should fast in order to be exiled. No. It's a result of your thoughts of the whole day. It's not a simon min hashamayim, and therefore you don't have to. It's not a simon min hashamayim. If it's not a simon min hashamayim, by all means, you don't have to fast. It's just, so a person who drives the whole day on the motorway for 9 hours on the motorway, obviously by night is going to be thinking about a motorway. And obviously it's going to be thinking about cars and motorways. That's quite natural. It's not a simon min hashamayim. It's a natural consequence of your mind being on the motorway for 9 hours. Does that make sense? So according to Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to fast. If your dream was caused by your thoughts, if it's random, then there's maybe room for Tanas Chaloyim. It's because that could be as a simon min hashamayim. But if it's just completely caused by whom, you don't have. But I may have mentioned in the past that Chazon Ish was very lenient in terms of Tanas Chaloyim, and he felt that nowadays our minds are spinning the whole time. We're not settled people with the speed of our lives. And that was Chazon Ish, who died in 1954. He said the speeds of our life are so extreme that our minds are spinning, and it's very rare that we go to bed in a calm kind of matzav. That he said it's very likely that that if a person has a bad dream, that's just caused by the wildness of the previous day. And we can totally appreciate that. Chazon Ish said that some 50 years ago. Chazon Ish said that in the 1940s, early 1950s. Imagine what the speed of life was then compared to the speed of life nowadays. So I think that nowadays there's a consensus by many Rabbonim and Dayanim that we don't fast Tanas Chaloyim. But again, there are some Tzaddikim, Yesh Shemayim. Tanas Dibur, yeah. Tanas Dibur. That's very nice. Yeah. Mishnah Berurah elsewhere, in Hilchas Tainis, he says that nowadays Tanas Dibur is a lot more choshev than a Tanas Chaloyim. Mishnah Berurah said that earlier in Tanas in Hilchas Tainis. He's much more choshev. No, Tanas Dibur means not say anything unnecessary, yeah. Yeah, anything completely unnecessary. Yeah, that's what Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah recommends that. And it's much more choshev. And the reason for that is it's much harder. To fast during the day is not so difficult. But to fast from speaking the day, that's a real challenge. But having said that, there are yidin out there. There are yidin out there who fast. There are yidin out there who fast. Okay. Okay, I'll both say that's it for this evening. I wish you all a good Shabbat.